You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and we are live. I mean live
really
from Orlando,
live.
Florida. We're live. That's right. From Orlando, Florida. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Before we get started in the second hour, I've got to tell you a few things. For those people that would like to know a little about more about Lynn and myself, November the 25th, it's a Sunday, and we're going to have, it's a family show. That's right, it's a very special show, November the 25th. We're going to have pretty much a lot of members of our family on this show, talking about Lynn and myself from the time we were kids, I was kids, to whenever.
Actually, so, it's the 26th, Michael.
I thought it's a Sunday.
No, Sunday is the 26th.
Oh, okay, 26th, a Sunday. November the 26th. So that's going to be What's New with the Golders from my sister, T.T. Thomas C. will be on the air, to my our daughter, son-in-law, to Lynn's cousins, my cousins, and some friends of Lynn when she went to college with will
Is
be on
Debbie
the air.
Debbie coming?
Hopefully. Alan might need, he
well,
has
we'll see.
Dialysis
I'm talking
that
about
day,
Joyce and,
so
and
we'll see if
Joyce.
They can make it. I hope so. I'll tell her you asked for.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep.
She might
so that's going to be the show right talking about everybody. You can
That'll
laugh about
fun.
It.
That'll be fun.
So it's going to be a fun show November the 26th.
It's a family affair.
And then Christmas Eve.
I love that song.
We
Me
just
too.
Talked
we're
about
play
Chris.
It.
We're going to have a great show Christmas Eve. We're going to do a different kind of show Christmas Eve. Are what we're going to do after the children's show, we're going to have trivia, a lot of trivia, not five, but more. Like every 10 or 15 minutes, we'll play another song, trivia. It'll be great songs from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and probably 80s.
I'm so sorry. I won't be here.
It'll be trivia all night long for Christmas Eve. So those folks will call in, and this way we'll give Christmas gifts. That's what the whole idea
and we're
is, Christmas
sorry.
Gifts.
We won't be at your Christmas Eve party.
I yep. know.
Yes. But anyway, that you can look forward to. So Christmas Eve, if you want to listen to, we'll be giving away a lot of gift cards.
I think I hear
the
it's a family affair.
I can't hear it.
It's a family affair.
Oh, the beginning of it.
Yep. Okay. I yeah. love this
Let me
song.
Hear this for a second. Yep, we're going to play this then, too.
Sly and the Family Stone. Gosh, I'm feeling old.
That's November the 26th. Family
Thanks,
Affair.
Chris. Thank you.
November the 26th. Yep, Family Love Affair, it. November 26th. So that gives you look forward to some things in November and December.
Are we really talking about, oh my gosh, well, November,
ahead,
December.
Yep.
Right around
yay,
the corner.
Yeah, yeah, unbelievable.
Lynn has a lot of things planned.
Yeah, I got a little
now.
Nervous there when you said, well, you're going to learn more about Lynn and Michael. Like, what? Oh, yeah, now I remember. I didn't know what he was going to say. Hey, we have our friend Gary calling in from Winter Park.
What's he
calling? Gary Sinclair. What do you want?
What do you want? What do you want, Sinclair? What do you
Hello,
want?
Everybody.
What do you want, Willis? I've been good.
Hello, giggling, giggling Sheila.
Yeah.
What do you
what
want?
What do you want?
What do you want?
Hey, yeah. I got something so impressive tonight. My neighbor across the road called me and told me his wife, it's Carmen, Sheila, and she went to high school with David Hildebrandt.
Wow.
And he was a sophomore, and she was a senior. She has a picture in the yearbook with him in his white cane going down the hall with his guitar.
Oh, wow.
That's something. What a small world.
So I hope David's listening out there tonight.
I'm sure he is.
That's very cool.
All right, I wanted to share that with y'all.
Okay. I started to call him Dave. All right, Michael, let's go to our trivia because then we have
okay.
to get back to
Listen,
back.
We're going to trivia Bye-bye. Right now. She All is right. letting me do another trivia.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I feel
Otherwise,
good.
We won't get it in.
This is trivia time. Trivia time. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Another great song.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than.
Who's singing the song?
407-894-1680.
Let's hear you sing, Sheila.
Got to deal with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? It may seem to you that I'm acting
I'm not going to quit my day job.
Okay.
407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? No cheat.
It's a good song. It's a good song. I've got calls to be. You didn't pick it, did you, Michael?
Yes, I did.
All right. Chris is dancing. Everybody's dancing.
That's a classic right there.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, buddy.
We'll take the second call,
what's
Chris.
Love
first caller's
got
our
to
guest.
Do.
Right. Okay. All right. So you ready for our second caller?
Well, I'm ready for the second caller because the first caller will get on the other side of the break.
Okay. Who is it?
Who's our, of course, the first caller might know the answer.
I don't think she's calling for that.
This young lady, I love her voice. Every time I pick up the phone, she has the biggest Kool-Aid smile, and I can see it through the phone lines. Uh-oh. The one and only right here from Orlando, KJ.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I know the answer.
You sure you know the answer? Kelly James, you think you know the answer?
I do. It's Tina Turner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tina Turner. She just won a $10 gift card from Best Place for Barbecue, Sonny's Barbecue.
All right. All right. We're going to have a party.
Sonny's Barbecue.
We went to 2J's this weekend. It was great. I used one of my gift cards to 2J's.
Very nice.
It was awesome.
Very nice. So you're back in town for a while, Kelly?
Well, actually, I'll be in Daytona this week for work. But, I've been back since the hurricane, since September 18th, and I can't believe it's middle of October already.
I just can't believe it either.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All righty.
Did you know the answer to that? Sheila, did you know it was Tina Turner?
Of course I knew who it was. I was dancing. So thanks for listening,
Thanks for calling.
Kelly.
Thanks for listening.
We're going to go to break now and then.
Don't eat too much of Sonny's Barbecue. Okay. So now we're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
And Kim Charlton.
She's on the line.
Do you realize that in only a few years, you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VotecDesignedForAll.com. That's VotecDesignedForAll.com.
Logan Tech, the makers of the 6-dot Braille label maker, the only electronic take-anywhere Braille label maker that produces crisp, clear Braille that strikes, scores, and cuts in seconds. It has exploded on the global market because it just makes sense. Now you can label groceries right in the grocery store. Do you have 1,000 CDs to label? No problem. It takes the chore out of the chore with large, soft, 6-dot Braille buttons. Logan Tech also makes the Braille Coach, the take-anywhere Braille teacher that is completely customizable. Are you ready to learn Braille or improve your skills? The Braille Coach will help you get there. With CARE Credit, HSA, and other funding options, it's as easy as ever to get yours. Visit us at logantech.com or call 866-962-0966 to learn about our whole family of devices and products built right in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Don't forget our special offer, $50 off any device over $500 and $50 off an additional free box of label tape valued at $34.99 with any 6-dot Braille label maker purchase. Visit us at our website at logantech.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, if you have anything to say, and if you don't have anything to say, well, what can I tell you?
Call in anyway.
Well, 407-894-1680. Let me tell you that again. 407-894-1680. We say this is the show, the only show out there. That's right. The show that's catered to the visually impaired and the blind community. We say we're the bridge between the blind and the sighted. Sheila Young?
Yes, sir.
You are on, baby.
Well, I am thrilled to be able to introduce our next guest. It's been a long time since been able to have her on the show. But Mrs. Kim Charlson, who is the president of the American Council of the Blind and also the director of the Perkins Talking Book Library. Thank you, Kim, so much for finding time to call in.
Well, thank you, Sheila and Lynn and Michael.
Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Welcome back. Welcome aboard.
So, I guess we've got a lot to talk about, but we've got a short period of time to do it. So.
I'll talk about anything you want. I can talk.
What do you... All right, let's talk about the AFB new autonomous car. So, give us ACB's input on that, for starters.
Well, it's a big topic that we're going to be talking about for a long time because we're really right at the cusp of, you know, laws and regulations, and they're testing actual autonomous vehicles in a variety of cities around the country. But what ACB's been working on right now is to make sure that Congress or state legislatures don't pass laws that would exclude people who are blind or visually impaired from operating or owning an autonomous vehicle. They could very easily, and I think a couple states have, pass laws that talk about requiring a driver's license. And we don't know how you will use an autonomous vehicle. My expectation is that we will, you know, we could give an address, we could put in coordinates, we could speak the address, and it will understand speech to text or whatever it needs. So we're not sure what that human-machine interface is going to be, but we want to be sure that blind people aren't left out because it's truly the possible, you know, solution for many people's transportation barriers in the future.
Right. And tell us what else ACB is working on, because, you know, I'm extremely involved with the Talking Book Library, so we don't even want to go there. That could be a show while
we're
going.
Well, I love to go there every Monday through Friday. That's what I do for work.
I do it when I'm at work and not at work. So anyway.
I am the director of our Massachusetts Braille and Talking Book Library, so it's libraries and accessible information and reading materials is really near and dear to my heart, but I can come back another time and talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and mine too. Now, what is, and let me ask you on that topic, what is happening with the Braille display that I know is in the
in the planning for talking books. Yeah.
Well, the short story is we're working on it, but the little more detailed background is that the Orbit Reader, which was developed through a consortium of international partners, has come onto the market over the last 6 months, and it's being sold by places like the American Printing House for the Blind for about $495. It's a 20-cell refreshable Braille display. It's a basic Braille display. It doesn't. It's not a full-fledged note taker.
And it's not. It's not Bluetooth, right? Or is it?
It does have Bluetooth capability. It can pair to an iPhone or work as a display for a computer. So, but it has no speech. So it's being tested right now by my library, the Perkins Library. We got a grant to buy 200 units for 200 of our borrowers in Massachusetts. And they're if they agree to participate in the pilot study, we're evaluating and testing, you know, how, what it is, how it's like, how they like reading with a refreshable Braille display. And do they like having an SD card with 50 books on it? Or, you know, is there any problem using that? Does it bother them? Do they wish they had paperback? You know, all those things. We want to know what the experience is like. In our rollout, we had a 14-volume Braille book. It was War and Peace.
Wow.
Everybody knows it's a huge book. 14 Braille volumes. The Orbit Reader could hold 110 copies of War and Peace in Braille.
Wow.
It has so much storage capacity.
Wow.
So you can practically have literally hundreds of books at your fingertips.
Wow.
So the data that we get from the Perkins pilot is going to be shared with the Library of Congress so that they can incorporate that into their planning for hopefully requesting funding to acquire, to begin acquiring a refreshable Braille device of some kind in the next year or two. So that depends on the federal budget cycle a little bit, but we're hoping that our pilot in Massachusetts will help give them more data to base their study and their request for funding on.
Kim, hang on. If anyone has any questions for Kim Charlson, who is the president of ACB, or anything that you might want to ask her, call in at 407-894-1680. So tell us about the initiatives that are going on with ACB, Kim.
Well, one of the new ones that I think everybody is concerned about is access to eating. A lot of us go out and eat dinner, right? Every day, practically?
Yep.
Or maybe
yep.
not every day, but we got to eat. And an initiative that ACB just successfully settled on was a case with a small restaurant chain called Eatsa, E-A-T-S-A. And Eatsa is a vegetarian restaurant chain. And they have an app that you can use to order. And when you go into their restaurant, they have no staff out front.
Wow.
They have tablets in kiosks. You interact with the tablet. You select your order. Your order goes into a drawer or a cubby. And when it's ready, the cubby flashes at you. And you go to that cubby, open it up, and your order's there, and you walk out. And you've paid with credit card, and you didn't have any interaction with a human. This is a trend.
Wow.
In a lot of restaurants. You've probably been to some restaurants where they have a tablet device on the table.
Right.
Where you're supposed to use that to, you know, get a refill on your drink or order more rolls or get dessert or whatever. And you don't
bill.
See the waiter. They don't come back.
Too. Right.
So this is a real trend that I think is a real concern, because in the Eatsa case, there was no accessibility to the app. The tablets that could have been made accessible were not made accessible, but they could have been. So there wasn't any consideration in the design concept for how blind or visually impaired people would be accessing and using the Eatsa service. So we settled with Eatsa, and they are now in the process of bringing their app into compliance, so it'll be accessible.
That's good.
They are going to make one of the tablets in their lobbies of all their locations accessible so that you can get to the home key or the home button and actually turn on the speech and use it like everybody else uses it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to indicate an accessible cubby to pick up your food that will make a sound so you can find it. And so that's positive. But it is concerning to me that a lot of food establishments are really turning to technology to cut their employee costs. And that's going to negatively impact people who are blind or visually impaired. Now, last week, the Supreme Court decided not to hear a case that had been put forward to them of a blind gentleman who wanted his case reviewed against Coca-Cola for their development of beverage machines in fast food locations all across the country that require you to kind of dial up or put in the combination of beverage that you want to get. You don't just go up to the little spigot anymore and put your cup under it and press.
Right.
And get your soda to come out into your cup. It's much more complicated than that, and it's very challenging for blind people to get their beverage.
It's very challenging for a sighted person as well, believe me.
Well, I can imagine. Yeah, there's a million choices.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So why did they refuse to hear his case?
Yeah, why? That's so important.
I have no idea why the Supreme Court does what they do.
Well, that's true.
That's way beyond my pay bracket,
that's
I guess.
True.
But.
That's true.
It was a disappointment to us because, you know, hopefully we'd like to see, you know, favorable rulings from the court that recognize accessibility and that recognize that the ADA does not just apply to physical buildings. The access requirements of the ADA should apply to remote locations like websites because so many people are relying on websites to conduct business these days.
Well, Kim, you can't even talk to a person anymore without going through a website.
Exactly. And government is using it, business. You want something, you like you said, they refer you to their website first.
Yep.
I just had a big problem there last week. I had a big problem. They wouldn't even change my address.
With Hilton.
I don't know how to... I'm one of those... besides being blind, I don't know how to use a computer. I admit it.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't even change. They wouldn't change my phone number or address. They wouldn't do it verbal.
Right.
I had a big fight with them. I said, you know what? You're not right. I said, because I am blind. I said, this seems to be not right because I can't use the computer. I'm blind. I can't do it. And she said, that's our rules. You have to go through the computer and you have to go on their website and you have to do it. I said, well, I can't do that. That means you'll never change me. And I am what they call a lifetime Hilton. Lifetime.
It is a problem, and there really ought to be, you know, it's wrong to have a rule that says you have to do it on our computer and there's no other way.
I'd recommend
if you encounter something like that again that you ask to speak to a supervisor.
They should have
alternative strategies
I asked for a supervisor and they said they'll have someone to call me. Well, instead of call me, they wrote to me.
They wrote again, and I read.
And I wrote an email that you couldn't read.
I couldn't read it, correct. And I called back, so Lynn says, I'll read it to you. And I said, no.
That's not the point.
The point is, I wanted to speak to someone.
Lynn, but there's a lot of other people in the country that don't have anybody.
Right, exactly. and that's why I did it. I said Lynn can read it to me.
Which is why organizations like ACB are so important to advocate for people who don't have a voice.
Kim, I have a question. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. I have a question. That man was turned down by the Supreme Court. But do you have any? Do you know if there's anything in the pipeline about the Coke machines that it'll be presented again?
I don't think so. Usually when the Supreme Court decides not to hear a case, then it goes back to the circuit level.
Oh, wow. That's unbelievable.
So, and sometimes, you know, there's like 50-50. Some of the rulings are what we would call a favorable ruling, and half of them are not favorable, which is why it ends up going toward the Supreme Court on an issue. And so pretty much they've pushed it back down to the lower court level, and there's nothing definitive because there's just different rulings from different circuits.
Okay. We have a caller.
So I'm not sure where we're going to go with that one, but it's an interesting dilemma.
Hang on, Kim. I think we have a caller wants to ask you a question.
We do. We keep interrupting, but I'm trying. We're trying to get everything in here. David is calling from Fern Park, Florida, Kim, and I believe he has a question for you.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hi,
David.
I do indeed. Hi, guys and girls. Hi there, Kim. Nice to
meet
you. I appreciate all the good work you're doing. Just on the side note, when I heard you talking about Braille, I'm very excited about that and trying to get it to more people. Of course, finally, Braille displays are getting almost affordable. I was able to find one called kind of an off-brand, I think, called EasyLink, an EasyLink 12. I got it on something for like $400. So, and you know, you can Bluetooth it at least up to a phone. So it's a start. There's no way I could swing into these, you know, $2,000-$3,000 display. So
no, I'm really excited about affordable Braille technology. I think we're really on the verge of having it become much more accessible to more people.
Yep, I agree. And I do have a quick question, though, as far as I'm not really familiar with all the stuff that ACB gets involved with, but I know that there was some discussion about different denominations of currency.
Currency?
And it seems as though that I had heard at one point that it passed, and I don't know if it's going to be like 100 years before they decide to do anything, but
well,
I was just
I don't
came
know
back
either,
from,
but
came back from yes, from Europe
yes,
a couple weeks ago
been,
and enjoyed money with all different sizes where you could actually tell, and it just really irks me that even the fact that they have this free money detector is is far from having accessible money. I think it's really lame, and I hope that the, so,
well, let me give you a really quick update on that, because we've got some action coming up in a couple weeks. ACB has not been happy. We won the court case. The government appealed. We won the appeal. That was in 2008. And so since then, the Bureau of Engraving and Printing has been working on determining a system that they would, you know, that was acceptable for tactile features on our paper currency. And they've tested a lot of different things. They've made decisions that they will not change the basic structure or character of our currency. So it will still be paper, and it will all be the same size because the vending industry was not open to doing size. And size would not have been my first choice either. I'm much more interested in tactile features. But we can't seem to identify and get them to identify a tactile feature and to move forward. And last year, they told ACB that their timeline needed to be pushed back and they wouldn't be able to roll out tactile features on the first denomination until the year 2026. So we won the court case in 2008, and they're talking about 2026.
Wow.
We were not happy. We filed an order with the court, and that hearing is going to happen in a couple weeks in Washington, D.C., in the circuit court there, because we want the Bureau of Engraving and Printing to determine a schedule and to show good faith and start demonstrating that there is, you know, they have samples of some kind of tactile feature for paper money. So we'll be having a hearing, and hopefully we can get something out of the Department of Treasury that would look like some kind of timeline that doesn't talk about the year 2026.
Well, I would love to hear
the currency reader is great. It's free. People can get it.
Right.
It's not effective. You can't do it quickly. So it doesn't help anybody who wanted to get any kind of employment where you have to handle money because you can't use the currency reader fast enough
to
give change.
Kim, I have
it helps you with your own personal wallet. And, you know, when you're in the privacy of your own home, that kind of thing, but it's not an answer to the employment problem. And that was one of our major, you know, contingencies about doing this, was that it would open up a lot of jobs that now require handling money that blind people who can't see the denomination can't apply for.
Kim, we have,
thank you, we have to
go to break, but thank you so much for calling.
And
we
appreciate you taking out your time.
Thank you, Kim. To all of you.
You too. Thank you so much.
And thank you. God bless. Stay well. Going to break. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And for those of folks who are just tuning in for the first time, the last 2 minutes, this show is catered to the visually impaired and the blind community. We say we're the bridge between the blind and the sighted. We love you, the sighted people listening to our show. You want to call in, please do. And the blind, you're always welcome, as well as the sighted, to call in anytime you want. If you have anything to say, well, maybe you can call in and say something. Anyway, we have a guest on the line right now. He's from Palera, and his name is Mark.
It's Matt.
I'm sorry, Matt. Matt is the national sales manager for Palera, the Navigator. Matt, are you there?
Yeah. G'day. Good evening.
Hi, Matt. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to learning more about Palera Enterprises tonight and the Navigator APS.
Awesome.
All right.
And I have a question for you. We are, as you know, promoting Palera and promoting the Palera Navigator. Where is the best place for our listeners to call, wherever they're going to call, to each city to say we want Palera Navigator? Where would you suggest for them to call?
That's a great question. We find the best place to call is your
local traffic engineering department. So if you go on the city website or the county website, usually it's best to call the traffic engineering department, request there.
And if they say, well, we already have something in Orlando, but isn't it true also that we can use more in Orlando? For instance, I'm talking about Orlando. It could be Philadelphia. It could be anywhere. But if they already say, well, we were doing business with Polaris, but can't they also push to get more Polaris in a community rather than just having one or two?
Get more intersections.
More intersections?
Sure. I mean, the ideal is for each person to where they travel and ask for the equipment to be at route. And it's because of the city to work with them on that and do the best they can to accommodate their.
We're having not a very good connection.
No. Yeah.
I'm wondering if you can call right back, Matt.
Are you on a land phone or a cell?
Cell phone.
Sounds like it's raining.
Is this any better?
Yes.
Sorry, speakerphone.
Don't talk on the speakerphone.
Yeah, don't talk on speakers.
Turn the speakerphone off because that just.
Okay, it's off. But okay. I don't know if you heard my response, but really the best thing for individuals to do is to let the traffic department know, this is my regular route of travel. Could you please accommodate me with the equipment at this crossing, at that crossing, et cetera, and while a city may have. What's more important is where it's really needed, right? I mean, where can it be beneficial to someone that needs that extra accessibility? And so the city or the agency is supposed to work with them and collaborate and to accommodate those requests for the actual, you know, specific routes of travel that.
And Matt, isn't it true that it just this is Sheila, I'm sorry. Isn't it true that just one person calling and requesting it for their safety can make it happen?
Yes. Per ADA, it's the civic requirement that they're supposed to take every request seriously and try to act on it and collaborate with that individual to make the best accommodations they can. I mean, sometimes they can't move the traffic poles. They're not always in the best locations, as you probably know, but they can add the equipment to at least increase or improve upon the situation that is there. Because once our equipment's in, they can really tailor the pre-walk information to give a pedestrian more information about the geometric layout of that intersection and give them the best chance to navigate it.
Right. Well, let me just say this to anyone listening to Matt and us right now. If you call and you find it wasn't a good response, you should let us know what happened so we can tell Matt. Because the point being is, if we start getting feedback from our audience, our listeners, that we called Philadelphia, we called Chicago, we called different places, and we're not getting through, or we're finding that they couldn't care less about us, you have to tell us so we can tell Matt. Because once he knows that people are trying to get Polaris Navigator for their location in their wherever they live, and they're not getting anywhere, you have to tell Matt, because Matt then will let the right people know. Is that right, Matt?
We're
losing you. Can you hear us?
That there's a record. That seems to really ring some bells, for lack of a better word, because it's documented, right? So if they do a request, nothing happens, and they do another request, after that they could take it to a local council person or representative and say, hey, I've been requesting this. Here's the documentation. So,
right.
Matt,
seen that to be pretty effective.
Matt, we have a caller that would like to talk to you about the APS Navigator.
Sure.
I mean, Polaris APS.
Problem now listening
to
him.
Well, maybe we can hear this person and then his will come in better. We have Diane calling in.
Oh, my goodness. I know
who this
is. Hi, Diane.
Everybody.
How are you?
Hi, good evening.
I'm doing fine. Hi, Sheila.
Where are you calling in from? What city?
Oh, Orlando.
Orlando, okay.
Orlando.
Do you have a question for Matt, Diane?
I'm an orientation and mobility specialist with, I work with Orange County Public Schools and also with Lighthouse Central Florida. I know the Polera APS system very well. I like it very much. I think its features are wonderful and the variety of features that it has. I'm actually calling to give some advice to your callers on that question of, you know, who do you call when you need, when you desire to have an accessible pedestrian signal installed. And so if that's okay, I'll give a...
Yes.
Okay, well, my recommendation for the best way to handle it is to actually write a letter so that you create a paper trail. Now, that if you're not sure who to write to, you know, of course, that may need to begin with a phone call. You need to figure out who has jurisdiction over the intersection that you're interested in having the APS installed. That could be your city, your county, or your state. If it's a state road, it would be the state. If it's a county road, it may be the county. But you could call any one of those locales, and if you're not sure, you know, if you have the right place, they'll help you. They'll help direct you in the right direction. The traffic engineering department will. But then write a letter. Write a letter, explaining that you need access to the signal information. I would even use that phrase specifically. You're looking for equal access to signal information. Explain your situation, whether it's, you know, not having access to that information is making it difficult for you to get to work or school or the bus. And then request a meeting with the traffic engineer at that intersection, and copy your local orientation and mobility instructor on it, or your local blindness agency if you have one, and invite that O&M person to the meeting as well. And in a best case scenario, the O&M person would follow up with the traffic engineer with another letter to support your request.
Well, thank you, Diane. And
she's the pro.
We will have Matt comment then on what you just told us. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you, Diane.
Thanks so much for sharing. So, Matt, what do you think of that advice?
Perfect. That's perfect. It reinforces
What did you say, Matt?
And getting the engineer out there to be with you and to experience that with you is even better if you can do that. So her advice was spot on.
And she's been in the field for a long time. She knows what she's talking about.
That's assuming you can write a letter.
Well, if they can't write a letter, Michael, we've got resources for people to write letters.
Someone else to write the letter for them.
Yeah, we have some templates that basically request equipment and the location explaining why.
I'm sorry, but I didn't understand what you just said, Matt.
The phone is terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You broke up.
We do have some template form letters that... I was saying that you can
hear
the location and start that documentation.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a way for people to start the paper trail.
Well, okay. Well, if people would like more information, Matt, can you please direct them to your website?
Sure. It's Polera, P for Peter, polera.com.
Okay.
And there's information on the website. And you've got great people out like Diane and all around the country that I've met that are fantastic resources to help you, to help facilitate the process, to get you the equipment as well.
Right. And where we're doing our White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day walk on Friday happens to have a Polera accessible pedestrian signal, so I'm very excited about that.
Awesome.
All right. Well,
maybe
we
next
thank
time
you.
We can talk, we get a different signal from you.
Thank you, Matt. Very
thanks
much.
So much.
All right.
For calling
thank you.
In.
Thank you.
We'll talk have to a
you
good night.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay. I believe we're going to break.
We're going to break.
Yes.
No kidding.
We are going to break.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And don't leave your seats. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Do you realize that in only a few years you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VotecDesignedForAll.com. That's VotecDesignedForAll.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stamped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
We're back.
Yes, we are. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. I'm here with my two beautiful guest hosts, co-hosts. All the other hosts, Sheila Young.
Is there anybody under the table? Who are the other hosts here?
No dog. No dog tonight.
Lynn Golder.
Yeah. Hey, Michael.
What?
Since you're talking to me here right now, I can have 30 seconds here.
Baby.
I just wanted to tell everybody to please join us next week, and we will have the pleasure of the company of our co-host, Gary Sinclair.
Uh-oh.
And we will also have a studio guest. Her name is Catherine. Is it Basic, Sheila, or Bajic?
Basic.
Basic. And Catherine is an orientation and mobility specialist at Lighthouse Central Florida.
And she's a sweetheart.
And she is. She was in the studio once before she brought Goddess
Johnson. I've never been called sweetheart.
I'm glad.
And we're looking forward to that.
Yep. So, she's a delightful young woman.
She is. So this was a busy show today. Right, Chris? What do you have to say, Chris?
Huh?
This is 2 hours just flew by.
It went fast, too.
It really did.
You know what song I would like to hear again?
What?
Before we go off.
Family Affair?
No.
What?
I want to go back to that Ricky Nelson song, A Teenager's Romance.
Oh, maybe he has a different version of it.
Yeah. Put it on again because somebody
recorded
it.
I don't know. That first one wasn't good.
Yeah, no. The first one wasn't good. Maybe we can find
another
version.
Play it for Patty.
A Teenager's Romance by Ricky Nelson. Leo even asked about that. I think he was 16 years old
and
when
Sheila,
he did that
we
song.
Would love to thank you for joining us tonight.
Here we go.
You are more than welcome. Hey. I love it.
Why? Listen to the song.
Yes, sir.
This is much better.
Want to dance?
A teenager's romance.
Now it's good.
is fickle or true. A teenager's romance is red hot or blue. You're either in misery or high on a crest. A teenager's romance is like all the rest. They tell us we're different, we haven't the right to decide for ourselves, dear, what's black and what's white. Keep saying you love.
You know, listening to that song by Ricky Nelson, I'll tell you something. For you young folks listening to that song, I was a kid back then. I was. Would you remember?
I was a baby.
I was a baby.
Sheila and I were babies.
That was 1957. Oh, you weren't even born.
I was three. Thank you very much.
Oh, you were 3 years old?
I was 7.
Oh.
And Chris wasn't around.
1957.
Oh, yeah, I was. That was President Theo was Roosevelt. Right. Yeah, that was the president.
1957, Ozzy and Harriet.
Yeah, unfortunately, well, actually, I was around.
That was a great TV show.
Yes, it was.
The Nelson family.
Yeah, yeah. Brother was
Ozzy
David.
Ozzy and Harriet.
Ozzy and Harriet. And Ricky and David.
Yep.
Yep.
I remember they
1957.
Were the only.
It was a good year too. That year,
weren't they the only couples that did not sleep together, or were they?
No,
the
well,
first
I'm sorry.
Allegedly,
no. Pardon me. Back then, those days,
on TV, they had separate beds.
You never had anybody that was married even sleeping together. They would have to have two beds.
Yeah, right. Remember the Lucy show?
They didn't allow that on television. Right. One bed. It was always two beds.
Right.
Allegedly.
Well,
that's the key term
on the show.
So, Sheila, you have a busy
Lord
week
have
coming up?
Mercy. Do I have a busy week? Yeah. White Cane and Guide Dog, safety day walk on Friday, and then Dine and Donate on the 18th with Asla and Dave. And
so you have nothing to do.
I have nothing to do. And then I work.
Sheila, you work.
Sheila, it was great having you on the show
thank
today.
You.
Thank you,
always.
Thank
Chris
you.
Young. No, not
Chris Young. That's my son.
Chris Shaw. See,
Sheila,
I was thinking about
Chris Young.
Chris Shaw.
Hey, Mommy.
Actually, my son's name is Chris.
That's right.
Chris Shaw, thank you for being here today. It was great having you.
Yes, sir.
Lynn?
Yes, Mike.
Great as always, Lynn. All right. You're such a great lady.
Have a wonderful week, everyone.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for
and Nancy,
listening.
We'll see you soon. Bring you some Chinese food.
Take care, all of you.
All right.
Stay well.
Have a good week.
Take care. Bye, all. See you next week. Bye-bye.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you